We're talking about Reuvenus. That we're talking about a Yoina, a person who's Oved Hashem, the first thing you have to do is recognize his Maila and Maila Saloisa. The person does not see his Mailas, then he can't see his Mailas, then he has no way of progressing. The person is worthless. There's no hope for him. Yeah. Continues Rabbi Yonah. If Chalila b'chas lo yakim malos malos avoyzos, the person unfortunately does not know, God forbid, does not know his greatness. Nekilia be'enav leves b'drochav haprutim uligolus nigloys ke'efer on the volume of the malos avos b'chaykor. You'll be able to say, I'm going to go after the eight tahara because I'm just a bundle of eight taharas. This is a tremendous damage that Mr. Freud did to humanity. To describe humanity as a bundle of Yetzirah. My essence is a bunch of Yetzirah, so that's what let me be. If we realize that the Yetzirah is just something to be guided properly, to do things the way Hashem wants, and Adarabba, use it to uplift ourselves, we're a completely different person. That is the biggest tragedy, when a person doesn't recognize that he's more than his Yetzirah. People go throughout their lives just not able to get past that they're more than the Yetzirah. He brings from his Rebbe, Yeruchim. Bitter is a person if he doesn't know his right. The person thinks he's completely great, and everybody else around him is problematic, and it's also terrible. So it's very accurate, the word bitter, because if you think you are perfect, everybody around you is problematic, it's a bitter life, because you're always suffering from these people that are not the same. Instead of recognizing that, you know, maybe you're part of the game, they have a way of making things better. On Kopan, and he says, oy vavoy, it's worse. The person doesn't know his mitzvahs. Because he doesn't have any tools to uplift himself. So a person is important, not more important, it's required to know a mitzvah. And every Jew has tremendous mitzvahs. Every Jew has an neshama kedusha, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to succeed in all the nisyonos he has in life. We all have a long list of nisyonos. Sometimes it looks a bit overwhelming, but even if it looks overwhelming, we have to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you gave it to me, I have a proof that I can handle it, because you wouldn't give me something I can't handle. Hashem wants us to succeed. So no matter how hard it is, how challenging it is, we also have to remind ourselves, if I'm getting it, that means I have the koyach to get past it. That's an aleph beis. So we have to realize that we're Hashem's chosen nation. Let me once tell you the story that somebody I know, who was brought up in one of these real leftist kibbutzim. But 50 years ago, even these kibbutzim, they would learn Talmud. It was part of Jewish, tradition, folklore, whatever. Boys and girls, it wasn't what we call learning Gemara. But the Kanaret, the one, the Malamed that they brought in there, was a guy who was trying his best. And no one was really taking it seriously. But one day this boy listened to him, asked him a question, and the Rebbe asked him, how do you know the question? He said, well, you said this and this, and you know, it didn't work out. Right? So he said, you know that's Tosafos. And the Rebbe was a good mechanic. He started dancing with him. He said, you have a perfect head for learning Gemara. And the guy, you know, he's a kid, and he looked at him like, guy's off the wall. Why in the world should I learn Gemara? Okay. Anyway, a year or two later, he went to the army. And after 3 years in the army, came in the Israelis. He went to Sweden, or that part of the world, to come to be Makedes at. To come to know himself. How do you know yourself? Whatever you want to do, you do. You don't stop anything. So Kavman, he got to know the Yetzirah very well. And after some period of time over there, he doesn't know where it came from. It pops in his head, I want to learn Gemara. You see that thing from the Chanukah years ago, he planted something in his head that popped out. And he pushed it away, and came back, pushed it away. After a while, he decided, I'm dishonest. I want to know myself. If this is coming to me, it must be. It's also part of myself. He eventually made it to New York. And there was a Rav in New York, Rav Shlomo Freifeld, a well-known person. So you see that every Jew has it. It's just covered up by all kinds of things. I've seen a human involved. Ashayk and Itam the Tertum Oitam. I feel the Shoshim to me and Shrina Imohem. Amalay of Sukil of Hanina. Hashta Bori Tmeim Aton. Says Hashem dwells with us even when we're Tmeim, even when we're not on a high level. So, this is talking about the time of the Chum Beit HaMikdash to Mosul Bishulel, describing the low state of Klal Yisrael, we're entrenched in our babies, and even so goes both with us. That's the Pele. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us throughout our lives, throughout history, no matter where we are. It's the most amazing thing. If we ever need a chizik, if we have challenges, I'm going to challenge dealing with people, challenging with children, whatever it is, they don't cooperate. Think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the patience he has, so many members of Klal Yisrael are so far off, are so antagonistic to the country. Yeah. Because the Lord doesn't give up on them.
Yeah.
Now they're out. He's with them. Giving them the second they have to open up their eyes, the opportunity. So he says like this, how could it be? If we're full of tumah, because both is full of tithe, what's the connection? So he says that a Jew, no matter how far away he is always in the kuda of tithe inside him. There's a klipa of tumah. But the Kedusha of Israel always remains, and that's where the Shekhinah connects to. Every Jew has it. True, as we say it every day, Elokai Nishom Nishom Satavi Tahoyri. My Nishom is Tahoyri. Even if he's doing Averis, he could say that, bro. He's not so tall, he's not so pure. Nishom remains pure. The Kedusha of Israel is eternal. Kedushim Tiyu, he says it's not only a Tzibu, it's a Haftocha. It's a promise that Hashem says, I'm going to keep you the Kedusha. So we have to understand that Averis is an external thing, it's not an essence. This is one of the big tricks of the Eitz HaRa. Try to continue, you're Baal Tazer, you're Baal Gavir, you're this, you're that. No, you're not that. You're Yehudi Kodesh, you're Yehudi Torah. And you have to have a strong Eitz HaRa. Say it. It's a very big difference if this is my essence, or this is something which I'm going through. My essence is very hard to change, to change itself from being A to B. I'm saying the same person. I just have this Eitz HaRa, which I have to deal with. It's an external thing. It's part of me, but it's not my essence. He brings a grain of tzaddik Rabbi Loyu Ka Tinger. Whatever that is. Kashem is Mboigig Navshi Vizichi Asher Esther Her Oisi Ba'achas Tokati Yisoy Tikvosi Kaponim Yisrael. Even if I feel bad, feel down that I remember all the evil, the bad I did, the various I did, but I always have hope because I know that I'm a Jew and I retain that Mitzvah is a Jew. I'm Hashem. I grew up with the Munah, and that will remain with me. It always can bring me back. So this is something we have to know. Every member of Klal Yisrael is a different Metzias than the rest of the world. The Metzias is and the Shoma Tahoira, which remains Tahoira no matter what. It could be entrenched in this quagmire of Averis. There is always an akuda of Tahoira inside of us. And that's the thing that always gives us the ability to continue, never to give up. Every Madrega. And that was in the HR that says, I'm this type of person, that type of person. You're a Jew. Yeah. So that's what we're preparing ourselves now for Matan Torah, to recognize, in order to be Mekabel Torah properly, and to make some connection to the Torah, start with recognition what I am. I'm this great nation. I'm this great individual that Hashem picked me to be one of His chosen children. He gave us an Hashem Ekdoisha. We heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaSinai what we heard, and that became part of us. That uplifted us. And Nizke Va'ike B'Shimish refers to the Tachluya Yetzer. The lofty part of the medicine that gives us healers from the Yetzer is Lilmoy Lo'oiz from the Ian Oymek Hetev Dine Haver Asma. Okay, now just some advice from his author. After we realize how great we are, we have to also take into account we do have a virus. We have two mahalachim had to change our mahalach, disconnect ourselves from our virus. There's a mahalach a klali and a mahalach a proto. As a niche in the Sefer Amunah B'Tochen says that in truth, a person can deal with all his midas rois without dealing with them specifically one after another. A guy or a tiger, whatever else. He has to be honest to know what he has. But once he knows what he has, if he works on his emunah bitochen, he tries to live a life of more clarity of what I am And the fact that I'm constantly interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in itself gives him the strength to overcome the Yetzer Hara. The person always gets angry. If you could try to work more and more to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with him, every second of his life, there's a personal relationship between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching him. And he knows that deep down he wants to live in a fashion which is compatible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then when a situation that is causing him to get angry comes up, he thinks, just one second, I'm with Hashem, He gave me my whole life, and He gave me this Nisayon right now. That's part of the Tochen, to recognize every situation we come to in life is tailor-made for us. If I have that clarity, then I can catch myself and, hey, why should I do this? I want to do it the way Hashem would want me to do it. I get home and the whole house is upside down. Instead of blowing up and having time with everybody, why are you doing this, why are you doing that? Hashem gave me this wonderful family, my wife and children, and now they need my help. I'm here, please, how can I help? Let's sit down, rest a little bit, don't worry, things will work out. Must have been a hard day today. Yeah, that's Yisrael Salanti has two parts of it, one of the parts is not given to the Chazon Ish. So maybe we'll say the first part. The first part is, like I said, Chazon Ish has his malach of general recognition. Yisrael Salanti is saying another point, of having more clarity of what that data is. What am I really doing wrong? The more clear it is what I'm doing wrong, then I can change it. I don't really have a clear what I'm doing wrong. You know, people are constantly bothering me, I'm constantly blowing up. What I'm doing wrong, I'm doing anything great. So then it's very hard to fix it up. If I get more clarity, 1 second, doesn't make a difference what people are doing to me. There's an aveira of getting angry. It says, Verom. What's the lesson of the process? Shachata, Verom Dibcha, forget the lesson. Shachata Shalakim, Hashem Lekecha. Kas, which is a function of Gaiva, is basically forgetting that Hashem is running the world. That's the aveira. I'm having clarity with the parameters. I mean, between all the aveiras, what I'm doing. Number one, the aveira is forgetting that Hashem is running the world. I'm living life in the fashion that I think I'm running the world. If it doesn't go the way I want, that's supposed to kill everybody around. Then there's half a dozen other things that I'm doing wrong. After Rafa Kamoja, this is the way a person who loves those who are around them behaves with a fiery anger. After Rafa Kamoja, Alach Bezrochov, on the ways of Hashem, Maurach, Masatarach, so many things. To hurt another Jew's feeling is terrible. Yeah. So, number one is to clarify what the nature of the Veda is. Number two, we had this Mahalach, we said, Havanish, to the Mechazik. My emuna, to have that feeling 24/7, as much as 24/7 as possible, that you want to do things the way Hashem wants you to do them. If you give them the halachas of the aveira, to get more clear. And the third thing is practical. A person has to be practical. For example, if you map out, let's say we're using that example, a person gets angry. So map out what causes them to get angry. Pick the one that does it the most. And then try to see, 1 second, what happened over here? Why did I get angry then? And what's the build up? The angry is 10. What's the 1? I said, please do this. And I said, no, not please. Yeah. So, that's okay. I get a little bit upset. And then we talk a little bit more. And then my pulse, check the pulse. Yeah, it's going up a little bit. 1 second. So the more on the path, my voice is getting a little bit loud. So if I'm tracking what's happening, I can say, 1 second, something's going on over here. Either I have some machala or I'm getting angry. Oh, I feel good. So I must be getting angry. Okay. Let's stop it now before things go out of control. That's the practical side of it. Okay, so that's what we're speaking about today. Spoke about the regularness of Klal Yisrael, the importance of the beginning of every type of Avodah Hashem that you can have at this point. To recognize that we are Hashem, the chosen nation. We have an Neshama Kedosha. Our Neshama Kedosha remains pure no matter how many Avodahs we're doing. And Hashem is with us at all times. And when we feel that, He's giving us all our Tzlocha, all our Shemai. When we have that clarity, then it still gives the strength to say, I can get past it. Because I know Hashem created me to succeed. He doesn't want me to be a failure. There's no reason to give up no matter how bad it looks. So, together with that, we have the practical things of having clear mental picture of the fact that I'm with Him, Kodesh Baruch Hu, always wanted to do His Rosen, and to have more clarity of what that behavior I'm doing is, and the practical, trying to track what causes me to fall into it and try to catch it in time. Shvizeite to the upcoming Gewaltige Yom, Matan Torah Segel. appreciate again that we're getting the Torah again. Shokash Bo, I really care about the Torah. I recognize how special I am. Mitzvah Shem. It's a wonderful Shabbos for Torah.